Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It's a party in Kansas City this morning where fans are celebrating the new Super Bowl champs.
Kansas City, this is for you, man. This is something that I've been calling since last year, and it's, you know, it's destiny. But kudos to the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, they played their heart out.
The Chiefs beat the Eagles 38-35 thanks to a 27-yard go-ahead field goal from Harrison Butker with 8 seconds left in the game. KC coach Andy Reid, as his team accepted the Lombardi Trophy on Fox.
I'm going to enjoy this one right here. I'm going to tell you, this is unbelievable.
Chiefs QB Patrick Mahomes named game MVP after shaking off an ankle injury. And then there was Rihanna's big halftime reveal. CBS's Matt Piper.
Fans gushed over her performance, her red ensemble, and what appeared to be a baby bump. Fans were speculating on social media, and soon after, her reps confirmed, yes, Rihanna is pregnant.
She and A$AP Rocky have a 9-month-old son. The White House is denying a new accusation from Beijing that the U.S. has been sending balloons over China to conduct surveillance. It comes after American fighter jets shot down 4 objects floating overhead in the past week or so, including one over Lake Huron near the Canadian border. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
U.S. military officials continue to say they acted out of an abundance of caution. They don't know much about these latest objects. They say they've made enhancements to their radars and are working to determine exactly what they are.
The first, a Chinese spy balloon shot down off South Carolina. Hope emerges from the massive piles of debris from the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria as the death toll tops 35,000. A Turkish official says a young girl has been rescued today and crews are close to freeing her older sister. This man is with a U.S. team in Adıyaman, Turkey.
1 week into the response, we're continuing to pull live civilians out of the rubble.
The UN says its focus is shifting to providing food and shelter for survivors. Hundreds of flights are canceled and schools closed because of dangerous weather in New Zealand. Scott Maiman reports.
Cyclone Gabriel has hit Auckland and surrounding communities just weeks after the fatal flooding that shut down the country's second largest region. The significant flooding and damaging winds across New Zealand's north, authorities say it's one of the most serious storms to hit the country this century.
Many people who've gotten COVID lately have wondered whether Paxlovid works as well on new strains. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has the answer.
Study at the University of Colorado finds the antiviral remains highly effective on Omicron variants. Researchers tracked 28,000 patients with risk factors and found Paxlovid significantly reduced rates of hospitalization and death.
S&P futures up 12, Dow futures ahead 51. This is CBS News.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The jets that shot down the unidentified object over Lake Huron yesterday came from Madison. The F-16s belong to the Minnesota Air National Guard, but happen to be at Truax Field. It's the third time in as many days an unidentified object was shot down by U.S. forces in North American airspace. The object was spotted flying over Wisconsin for a time this weekend. The F-16s destroyed the object about 15 miles off Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Wisconsin election officials are testing voting machines before next week's primary election. A public voting machine test was held in Madison Saturday to give voters confidence in the system. Wisconsin voters will narrow the field of state Supreme Court candidates to 2 a week from tomorrow. Early voting for the primary is open through Sunday. In sports, ESPN reports the New York Jets are asking the Packers about trading for quarterback Aaron Rodgers. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. And he's back. None other than the Grave Digger himself.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It's Monday morning. Let's go, baby.
Hey, man, listen, I got to ask you something before we get into all of this. You played all them years, and all you got was 7 sacks.
Earl, first of all, whoever the dummy was that made that intro is killing me. Number one. That was number two. Listen now. Number two, I played with Reggie White, 200 sacks. I played with Santana Dotson, 75 to 85 sacks. I played with Sean Jones, 100 plus sacks. How in the world am I going to get a sack when everybody else stealing? My job was to make them look pretty and stop the run. Now, I did that.
That's right. Nose guard. Taking up taking up 2 blockers, right?
As a nose guard, you got to make stuff happen.
Right.
We like an offensive lineman. We got to keep the linebackers clean.
Right.
So it's kind of like, You make tackles and sacks when you can.
So for people who don't understand that terminology, keeping the linebacker clean, what do you mean by that?
Well, that means by me taking on double teams or triple teams so the linebackers can flow from left to right, up and back clean. Because the offensive lineman's job, guards especially, is to get up to the linebacker.
So the linebacker...
And if you're a good nose tackle, you can't let that happen.
So the linebacker is a glamour position.
Oh, he's a pretty boy too. I had linebackers I made look pretty.
Who were the linebackers with you?
Oh, man. When I started, when I first got to Green Bay, the middle linebacker was Brian Noble.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it went to Johnny Holland.
Yeah.
Then it went to George Koontz.
Yeah, Koontz. That's right.
Then it went to Bernardo Harris. Then it went to Nick Barnett.
Is it safe to say you didn't have the greatest linebacker crews? Because I don't think any of them made the ring, did they, of honor?
No. Absolutely. No, no. I mean, it's tough. It's tough to make it, man. But like I said, I made them household names.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
In Wisconsin, I sure did.
Especially our good friend, George Koontz.
Koontzy!
Yeah.
I'm gonna get Koontzy on this show,
Doctor,
man.
Dr. Koontz.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Dr. George Koontz.
Yeah.
He's over at Marion College right now.
Beautiful brother, man. Beautiful brother.
Oh, yeah. And one of the funniest, you haven't seen him like I've seen him. He is one of the funniest dudes walking on two legs.
Well, listen, man, I used to have Dr. Koontz on when I was on the a different radio station, man. He was always a brilliant guy to me. But you say he got a sense of humor too, huh?
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you one time we was on the plane. Either we was coming back from, I don't know if it was Frisco or somebody. We just whooped up on Frisco as usual.
Right.
And you have a Jonin session, a capping session.
Right.
You know, we just sitting around just talking about each other. I'm going to tell you, Leroy Butler and George Koontz going toe to toe on the plane. If your side didn't bust open laughing, something was wrong with you.
Now, I could see Leroy Butler in that kind of exchange. I really couldn't see Dr. Koontz. That's because I didn't know him.
Don't let that doctor fool you now.
where was he from?
Huh?
Where was he from?
He went to East Carolina.
I mean, is that where he came from?
Carolinas, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, then that kind of explains it. But anyway, Gilbert, that was a Super Bowl last night, man.
Was it?
A real Super Bowl.
What do you mean, real?
Hey, man, you know.
Hey, what do you mean, real?
Well, 73 points were scored. That's a lot of points in a Super Bowl, man. I've seen some Super Bowls 14 to 10. You know, and 13-7. I like offense. That's like going to a baseball
game. Of course you do.
That's like going to a baseball game, man, and watching the a 1-0 game, and they say, "Oh, great game." I'm like, man, I want to see that. Hey, I want to see 14-11 in the baseball game.
Not 9 innings or nothing.
I know. Hey, so what are your thoughts on that game yesterday, man? You played in the Super Bowl twice.
I loved it.
Why?
I loved
Why?
It, man.
What was it?
It was a great game. It was two teams evenly matched with somebody that had to make a mistake in order to win the game.
Now,
somebody had to make a mistake.
Yeah, now you say somebody had to make a mistake. Do the defenses force the mistakes sometimes, or just so much pressure? I mean, they played almost flawless football, man.
Well, it was a lot of mistakes, because if you look up, it was supposed to be 21-7.
Yeah, yeah.
At the half.
That's true.
But Jalen Hurts fumbled the ball. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Fumbled the ball. They got the ball. I think it scored on it. It was a lot of miscues first half. Second half, Kansas City showed why they're a championship team.
Yeah, they did.
Under Andy Reid.
Let me ask you something, man. Momentum. You hear people talking about momentum.
Does
that really matter in the game, man?
Yes, absolutely it matters in the game. I don't care. Sometimes it's home field advantage, momentum. But when both teams are in a place, it doesn't matter who get the dark jersey or the white jersey. It matters if you can get the momentum of the crowd on your side. And when you got that momentum of the crowd on your side, it's a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different ballgame because you feel like that everybody's in the house cheering for you. So I got to go out and play for them.
So listen,
momentum is key.
Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You know, the gravedigger wants to hear from you. I guess you want to cast me, you know, to the side. But he wants to hear from you all. You know, Gilbert, you've been to two Super Bowls, man. And is it all the pump and stuff, man, before the game? I mean, do you get so high in, you know, that week before the game that you know, you just get so, when you get out there on the field, you're ready to blow up?
Yeah, man, it's funny. It's how the storylines go during the week. It's a whole lot of storylines going on during the week, you know, especially like this one with the two brothers and then you got the two black quarterbacks and you got, you know, got this, got that. And even off the field stuff with the Michael Irvin situation, everything is, you just want to get to the game. You want to get all that stuff. Okay, that's nice. Now, once them lights turn on, you step on that field, all that stuff don't even matter. It's about who wants it and who wants it the most.
You know, man, you say who wants it the most. I can't believe that Philadelphia's defensive line didn't want it. It's just that, man, Kansas City's offensive line, them boys was, they were there, man. They didn't want to get pushed around.
I'm going to tell you this, Earl. I'm going to tell you this. You raving about the winning team's offensive line. Let me tell you about the losing team's offensive line. When have you ever seen any team go for 4th-and-1 and 4th-and-2 that many times and get it?
Never.
That's what I'm talking about, man. People don't understand. They want to talk about all the pretty boys and my receiver this and my receiver that and da-da-da-da-da. But when it boils up, it comes down to the big boys up front. Grunts, O-line, D-line, getting after it, period.
You know, you know, man, on both sides of the ball, the offensive and defensive lines, man, they were – looked like all pros to me on every position, man. I mean, they were really – it was some of the best line play I've ever seen.
Yes, and that's the thing with the two coaches, especially Andy Reid. They pride themselves on having great offensive lines and defensive lines. You know what I'm saying? And it even up front, if you make a mistake up front, it can be costly. It can be costly to your team. So you got to take your hats off to the both offense, defense lines in this game because they play exceptionally.
You know, man, when we get back, we got a couple of callers on the line.
We got some callers.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, don't be surprised. Act like you've been there before. What did they say?
Earl, go ahead. Go ahead and finish your monologue, man.
Hey, act like you've been there before. We going to get the call.
Finish your monologue, all man. Right.
We got to go to break right now, man. Act like you've been there before. 844-967-2789. The Grave Digger. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger and Earl Ingram. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
It's not
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 46. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 30 tonight. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 48. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected Wednesday, with highs in the mid-40s. Chance for snow Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Wisconsin, do you know the opportunity you have right now? Super Bowl was yesterday. A Super Bowl champion is on the line. A Ring of Fame honoree is on the line. And all you got to do is dial 844-967-2789 to get your chance to talk with the one and only Gravedigger. Hey, Tom from L.A., what's going on, man? Look, man, you in L.A., man.
Earl, good morning, Gilbert.
What are you calling?
I know, right?
Gilbert, we going to let somebody from L.A. call?
Yeah, we're going to let him call. Go ahead, talk, man. Don't listen to Earl. Go ahead and talk, man.
It's okay, Gilbert. I used to go to school in Green Bay, so I guess that makes me okay. Anyway, I just wanted to say that first, we the people are the government, ultimately, and we must never forget that. Gilbert, I wanted to ask you a little bit different of a question. First, I thought that I've never seen two teams that have been so ready for the Super Bowl, I think, ever. I just seemed like they were flying all over the place. It seemed like they were, really, really, except for, like you said, a few mistakes. It was a very, very even team. It looked like they were both ready to play. So that was really fun as a sports fan. What I don't like, Gilbert, and I wanted to ask your opinion on it, and yes, this is political, of course, Earl, what isn't with me, is all of this. I would like to see a separation between the military and the military industrial complex and football. And I have a real issue with the fact of, even them putting Pat Tillman, who they basically set up to be this person that he wasn't. And the things that I saw on the TV yesterday on Fox, I was really there should be a separation between the two, I believe. Because, they say we don't talk about politics and religion at dinner conversations and all stuff. And they say, well, we don't talk about politics and football and everything when it comes to domestic policy. But boy, oh boy, when we talk about the military-industrial complex, we sure definitely throw it in everyone's faces almost constantly. So, Earl, your comment or Gilbert?
Well, so Tom, I know that Gilbert does not like to get involved in politics on the show. So, you and I can have that conversation a little bit later.
Then I'll hold my powder for it until next hour or whatever. But
all right.
Gilbert, I remember you guys, though, when I lived in Green Bay. One thing Aaron Rodgers needs to realize is that if you don't have an offensive lineman, blocking you, you're not going to go very far. I don't care how much money they're paying the quarterback. He doesn't have a great O-line, which was very, very impressive on the Philadelphia Eagles side. With their offensive line, like you said, fourth and one, fourth and inches, and they went for it even on the goal line. And, that was tough. They were tough offensive and defensive lines on both sides of the ball.
Let's let Gilbert respond.
Thanks, Gilbert. You got it.
Ooh, Tom, a tough customer, ain't he? Lord, All I do is play football, man. That's all I do. That's all I can say. I don't know about all that other stuff.
What about the offensive line he was talking about? How good?
But you got to look at it like this, Earl. Like we've been talking about this whole conversation. The boys up front have to be right in order for you to win games. If they ain't right, you ain't right.
Let me ask you something, man. Why is it does it take so long to pay those boys? The horses don't get the money until later on. It's only a handful of them get the money up front, but the majority of them would have to prove who they are before they get paid.
But some guys, some guys can be the great pretenders. You remember that song?
Yeah.
The great pretenders. And you got to put them in certain situations against certain guys and see how they perform. I remember our jobs in training camp when me and Santana and the whole D-line was there. Our job, the coaches would come to us and say, you make sure this guy can make the team. And me and Santana, we done sent a lot of guys packing. we done gave a lot of guys an app on the roadmap. Go home because you ain't ready for this, Junior.
Let's do this. Let's go to Donna. Hey, good morning. Let's go to David from Mequon. Hey, David, how you doing, man? David?
He probably left because Tom took up all the time.
No, he's there. Hey, he's there. I got
two questions for Gilbert. One, what in the world was going on with the field? I mean, it looked like Soldier Field out there. They were slipping and sliding. I mean, that's Arizona. How does that happen? And I saw that the guy that does the sod, this is his last Super Bowl. He's been doing it every year since the Super Bowl, since the Packers were in the first Super Bowl. So I'm not sure, they use some sort of new grass, and obviously the players are flopping and flipping all over the place. The second question is Mahomes. When he got injured right before halftime, I thought, uh-oh, that's in a Mahomes. So what do you think they did to get him, he seemed like he was fine after half. I mean, it's like he could run and do everything. Yeah,
it's
so
a good question, man.
Those are my two questions.
It's a great question, Gilbert. What do they give y'all when you go in there and can't walk and you come back out and you don't feel nothing?
First of all, Earl, that sound like that idiot that was talking about football is scripted. First of all, on the turf. On the field, you gotta factor in the weather, whatever it is that make it moisture. You know what I'm saying? But it is your job as a professional athlete to make sure you got the right shoes on. That's why I always went out before every game and made sure that either I got the small cleats or the tall cleats screwed into my shoes, but mid-game, the field is going to change again because everybody been all over the field, stepping, making holes, doing all that other stuff. So it's your job as a professional to have the right shoes on.
I got to cut you.
Okay.
We got to go to a break. Thank you, Dave. 844-967-2789. We'll be coming to you guys on the phone lines. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. We'll be right back.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The Chiefs are this year's Super Bowl champs, and fans are pumped.
In Kansas City, we're overcomers. You know, we overcome adversity, so anything put in our way, we're going to continue to, you know, elevate.
Chiefs beat the Eagles 38-35 in an epic shootout that has analysts calling Patrick Mahomes the new Tom Brady. White House denies Beijing's claim today the U.S. has been sending spy balloons over China. CBS's Cammy McCormick on the last of three unidentified objects shot down by American fighter jets.
The one shot down over Alaskan waters, Canada, and the Great Lakes will be difficult to recover given the conditions.
A Chinese spy balloon was shot down over a week ago. 4-year-old girl pulled from the rubble from the earthquakes in Turkey today. A U.S. rescuer says,
as long as we're continuing to make successful rescues, that is the number one driving force.
The death toll in Turkey and Syria topped 35,000 today. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Foxconn employees at the facility in Mount Pleasant filed a federal class action lawsuit last week, alleging the company regularly shaved time off their timesheets, thus violating federal and state workers' rights laws. The suit also claims Foxconn didn't pay employees bonuses or overtime. The Foxconn Technology Group says in a statement it won't comment on the lawsuit specifics. The plaintiffs are seeking a jury trial. Safe, affordable housing and rental units are a top priority in Governor Evers' 2023-25 budget proposal. The governor is proposing a comprehensive multi-pronged package of initiatives, including renovating existing housing, improving rental unit safety, providing legal aid for evictions, and expanding renter protections. The governor sends his budget proposal to the legislature this week. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S. Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
play to O-line and D-line. And when you have that, it generally turns into a call or two. And I think the mishap was the Jalen, who played an excellent game, but he had a fumble turnover that went for a touchdown. Then you had the second half. They gave up a big punt return that went inside the 10. And those two plays were kind of like the equalizers in the game. You know, after that, they had that call that it wasn't very egregious, but that defensive holding call that went against Philadelphia really hurt them in the fourth quarter, you know. It was a 3rd-and-8 call, what they call defensive holding, which then it allowed Kansas City to just kind of squeeze the clock and leave no time left. But in a perfect world, Kansas City would have kicked the field goal, went up, and I would have loved to see Jalen, the possibilities of what he would do with that ball with a 1:45, 2 minutes left on the clock, if he'd be able to get the team down and score in position. That would have been a great Super Bowl. But I thought, you know, I thought from what I saw, it was good, an excellent Super Bowl. And then you have Rihanna at halftime, and ain't nobody going to complain about Rihanna. I know that.
Yeah, well, I am.
Why are you complaining about Rihanna?
I told you, Santana, I told you you ain't got no sense.
Hey, man.
Why he mad? Because she's with child? What? He don't want her to be? What's the problem?
Well, you know, she's not the Rihanna that we used to see. I guess you could say I'm not the guy I used to be 10, 12 years ago either. But anyway.
What? That shit?
Huh? Listen, man.
No. Who is? That's been at least 20, 30 years of Rihanna. Rihanna was 16 when you first saw her.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Hey, so
she an island woman. She an island woman on her second child. Cut it out.
Let's change that subject matter. Gilbert, you and Santana, man, ever think about coaching?
Man, we always coaching, man. I mean, you're going to always be a coach through life, man. So I got to coach you to act right sometimes, Earl. So, you know, we always coaching.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not anything you ever wanted to get into outside, you know, professionally.
I mean, I love coaching. I can see myself coaching. But right now, at the level we want to coach, it demands too much time. Yeah. We got too much work out here that we need to do as far as helping these kids or doing this, that, or the other. So that's when we become them old men that look like you with the gray hair.
So let me ask you, Santana, because I asked Gilbert earlier, when you lose a game, Philadelphia loss, what are they going through right now, man?
Well, it's tough. You know, you do a whole bunch of soul searching. You know, there are, you know, in a game, there are probably somewhere between 50 to 80 plays. So whether you're on the defense, offense, or special team side of the ball, you're looking at those plays and self-reflecting if you're really a professional. So you're saying, okay, well, if I'd have done my job a little better or possibly made this play or that play, then I'd put our team in a better position to win. So, you know, I mean, we went to two Super Bowls, and I just remember flashes and glitter in the Super Bowl we won. But the Super Bowl we lost, as a professional, I remember every play of that Super Bowl we lost, to answer your question. And you look at that, even down the line, 20 or so, 10, 20 years later, you still look at that as like, damn, if I could have just made this play, I'd have put us in a better position to win that game.
So let me ask either one of you guys.
You know, football, it's a sport that it's not like the other professions. So you got one chance, 60 minutes. A lot of it goes into coaching, game plans, preparation. It's not like the NBA and MLB where they've got 7 times opportunities to get it right. You know, you can't say after last night, well, you know, we got a couple of days and we'll get a chance to do it again. So there's a part of the NFL that says, hey, 60 minutes, you got 60 minutes to figure it out and may the best man win. And I think that's what makes everybody tune in.
All right, guys, hang on. Got to run to a break. 844-967-2789. The Grave Digger and a little chocolate on the other side. Santana Dotson.
That boy crazy.
We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Santana, can you hear me?
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 46. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 30. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 48. Cloudy skies, mid-40s Wednesday. Much cooler Thursday with highs in the upper 20s and snow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
You make it, Earl, you make it.
Who knows what he'll talk about today? Even we don't know. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, and he brought along a partner, Santana Dotson. We're honored to have both of them on the airways. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join the conversation. So Gilbert, you and Santana sound like, man, you haven't parted company since you guys played the game. So he's clearly more than just a friend on the football field. Sounds like he's a lifelong friend.
Yeah, Santana, that mole you can't get rid of that's on your back. You know what I mean?
Hey, let's do this. Let's bring in Eric from Wauwatosa. Hey, Eric, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say,
hey,
what?
How are y'all doing? Yeah, former Packer players and Packer fans. I'm a Lions fan, so, you know, I wanted to ask if, first off, let me say one thing, because I can't say much about wins and losses. But I think I remember seeing both of you guys in some Barry Sanders highlights. Anyways, let me say...
what's his name?
Go ahead.
Eric.
Eric, first of all, we forgot your name because you didn't even make no sense. Second of all, you forget we the only team that held Barry Sanders to negative yards, fool. And also, but also, when me and Santana push, when me and Santana play, we never lost to the Lions in Lambeau Field. Now, what you were saying?
I believe the negative 13 carries for negative 1 yards was just before you, right, Gilbert?
No, that was me, baby. That was all me, baby.
Oh, you played in that game. You played that game. Well, congratulations. That was a heartbreaker for Lions fans. I'll tell you, that was a great game for you guys. But let me say, you know, Rihanna, I didn't pick up real quick on the belly rubs or nothing, and I never liked medley shows. To be honest, it ruined Prince for me. I paid money to go see Prince, and he played medleys, and I was upset about that. But she has a lot of hits, and it was great choreography. So I can't – and to be honest, I almost like it better than when they get the women out there shaking booties, because I'm not really a big fan of that either, because that's kind of demeaning in the end, you know.
Hey, Eric.
But
– go ahead quickly, man. What's your question?
I'd like to say, you know, I'm someone who watching sports, you know, like they always talk about that play at the end of the game and all that holding call and all that stuff. But, you know, I thought the biggest play, and I marked it in my head when it happened, was one play prior to that fumble by Hurts. They had that false start when it was fourth and one or third and one. And that brought him back 6 yards or 5 yards. They had third and six instead, and then he fumbled the ball. That was a huge play to me because it was 14-7, and they were rolling. Kansas City couldn't stop them. So that was a big play in my mind, and sure enough, they ended up losing. But also, I'd like to say that, you know, the Santana I know is talking about sports stuff, and I don't have anything to compare to y'all's experiences, but I still, to this day, I'm 52 years old, and I played senior year in high school in the state volleyball final, and I still hate on myself for a net violation I made. You know, all these years later, I'm still bugging on myself about hitting the net when I was playing volleyball back in high school.
Okay.
So I totally get that. I'd just like to say happy Black History Month to all you guys. And I like the show. Real quick, though, Earl, did this all come about just from you wondering about Gilbert and that lingerie league? I'll let you guys talk about it on the air.
Hey, thanks. Earl, y'all gave this fool too much time. Nick, get him off, would you? Get him off. Hey. Santana, you see what I got to deal with? You see what I got to deal with?
So his point.
Pre-screen your callers, man. You got to pre-screen your callers.
So he did make a relevant point, and that was the mistake that the offensive line jumped when it was fourth and one.
Yeah. He's exactly right, Earl. I mean, you know, that's part of the reflection too. You know, as a player, you think back of those. You think back at that play, at that offensive lineman. I think it was the right guard that jumped. So, you know, he's looking at that today. Like, if I just would have, you know, sat still, not being able to move, set in my stance, you know, we'd have been a third and one, fourth and one. And then that fumble doesn't even happen. So I guarantee you, nobody feels worse than him. And then Jalen, you know, he had an excellent game, except for that play. So I'm sure he's rerunning and replaying that. And it was just, he wasn't even hit. You know, the ball just kind of slipped out of his hands while he was doing his everyday job. So he's reflecting on that play. And those are the ones that we saw as a casual observer. But, you know, there are 100 plays during that game that you've got guys that are reflecting back now, like, man, if I just would have been a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, I could have forced this fumble, I could have caught this interception, and my team would have won. Because that's how close of a contest it actually was yesterday.
So, Gilbert, how long do you carry that with you, man?
Carry that Super Bowl loss?
If you were the guy, who made the mistake, how long do you carry that with you?
Oh, you carry. Sometimes it's like baggage, man. You gonna carry it with you for a long time. You gotta have something to take that baggage off of you. So he might carry that all off season until the beginning of the next season or training camp. It just depends on what kind of mindset that you are in to get rid of.
So there's nothing a teammate can say to you that will ease that pain.
You listening? You can see, like I'm looking at you and see your gums bumping, but there ain't nothing coming out. That's how it is sometimes, girl. That's how it is.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, that's just really part of the reflection, man. I mean, you got to have a memory like a goldfish. And I read somewhere that a goldfish memory is 2 seconds. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But, you know, you got to go on to the next play. Don't get me wrong. Or the next game. But the NFL is such a fragile thing. You know, like when I, for instance, I played 11 years and I was naive enough to think that when I came to Green Bay in year five, I was like, oh no, we've got the offense, we've got the defense, we've got special teams. We're going to be in the next 3 to 4, out of the next 5 years, I say we'd be in the next 3 or 4 Super Bowls easily. And we got the 2 of them. You know, and what changes is injuries. Everybody wants not only your coaches, they want your players and free agency. So a lot of that is a transition every season. And that hill, that championship hill, becomes steeper and steeper to get back up there every year.
Look, guys, I hate to do this because, you know, unfortunately, you know, we got a time limit on the show. But thank you.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to 3 women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.